Cessna renames the Turbo Skylane. Machinist Union and United Airlines agree to expedite contract talks. And don't text and fly. This is Aero News for Wednesday, August 15th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Cessna is renaming its newest single-engine product, the jet-fuel-burning turbo aircraft introduced at Oshkosh last month as the Turbo Skylane NXT, will now be called the Turbo Skylane JT-ATM. As confirmed by customer feedback at Oshkosh, the name Turbo Skylane JT-ATM better captures and reflects the innovative features of the new plane than the NXT designation. It was also brought to Cessna's attention shortly after the announcement of the Turbo Skylane NXT that there was a previous use of the NXT name in the aviation industry, of which Cessna had not been aware. Cessna both respects the trademark rights of others and desires to obtain registered trademark status on its name for this important new product. In introducing the aircraft at Oshkosh, Cessna said that the Turbo 182 is a result of market research and has already undergone extensive reliability testing as well as flight testing. The Safran-made SMA engine is engineered specifically for aviation and is already FAA and EASA certified. The engine uses only 11 gallons per hour of the typically lower-cost Jet A fuel at the estimated maximum cruise speed of 155 knots. Cessna calls the aircraft a game-changer and says it will open new markets thanks to its performance and versatility, adding, quote, "Operators can now take advantage of the wider availability of Jet A with the potential to fly farther on 1 gallon of gas than you can with traditional avgas aircraft," end quote. The International Association of Machinist and Aerospace Workers have reached an agreement with United Airlines to enter into expedited contract negotiations with the assistance of the National Mediation Board for 6 classifications covering 35,400 employees at the airline. The agreement establishes an intense bargaining process with the goal of achieving joint labor agreements by November 15, 2012. If new accords cannot be reached, the IAM and United Airlines agree to jointly apply for mediation to combine all contracts into a single agreement for each classification. Pre-merger United employees have been in mediated contract negotiations since 2009. The Canadian Transportation Safety Board says cell phone distraction may have played a role in a fatal accident on November 30th of last year. The pilot of a Cessna 185E was killed when his aircraft impacted the terrain. The CTSB final report said the pilot had been involved in multiple episodes of texting and cell phone calls lasting 28 minutes. During that time, the aircraft demonstrated several large altitude deviations. While there have been no comprehensive studies regarding the use of cell phones as a distraction in an aviation context, the phenomena has, however, been extensively studied and recognized in the automotive sector. The board said that, quote, "While it did not appear that the pilot was actively engaged in cell phone communications during the last 11 minutes of the flight, this distraction was prevalent throughout the flight, and in conjunction with the night conditions encountered, may well have contributed to the event," end quote. New certification procedures released Monday by the FAA remove a requirement for additional psychological tests for pilots diagnosed with gender identity disorder that were not required for other pilots. Under the previous rules, transgender pilots were required to undergo psychological tests that some advocacy groups said prevented those pilots from working and may have cost them their jobs. The Human Rights Campaign says on a blog that the new rules mean transgender pilots will now be treated exactly like their peers. A young man riding with his grandfather in the older man's Kit Fox was enjoying a ride and recording video on his cell phone when one of the wheels of the plane hit a power line and it went down on Sunday evening. Both men survived the accident. The pilot was Wilbert Mathis of Ida, Michigan. They were flying near Monroe, Michigan, when the accident occurred. The passenger, Ian Zawaki, suffered only minor injuries to his shins and shoulders, according to a report in the Monroe Evening News. Mathis was taken to a hospital with a possible broken sternum. The plane was on approach to a grass strip in Monroe, where Mathis, described as an experienced pilot, had reportedly landed at the same field some 40 or 50 times previously. Les Grody, who owns the airstrip and is a friend of Mathis, told the paper that, quote, "everything was perfect, but they were 10 feet too low," end quote. The power line is about 27 feet above the ground. Grody said that Mathis may have underestimated the weight of his grandson, who stands 6 feet 5 inches tall and is a college basketball player. When Aero News continues, a looming pilot shortage could threaten regional carriers. Morpheus will fly again. Oops in Nashville and uh-oh in Georgia.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We continue now with Aero News for Wednesday, August 15th. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a recent speech at the Wichita Aero Club, Regional Airline Association President Roger Cohen cited the remarkable safety enhancements as well as growth and prominence of the nation's regional airlines. However, he warned that a looming pilot shortage could force flight cutbacks and many of the nearly 500 cities that rely exclusively on regionals for scheduled passenger service. Cohen said there was widespread consensus among aviation, academic, and government experts about a future pilot shortage, but that predicting an exact time frame was difficult due to the ever-changing dynamics of the economy and airline business. He cited FAA statistics showing a steady decline in the number of pilots and warned that new requirements arbitrarily increasing applicants' flight hours by 600% would further discourage students from pursuing pilot careers. In the speech, Cohen said, quote, "Absent a game-changing shift in the supply of trained aviation professionals, particularly pilots, communities could find themselves cut off from today's global economy, where airline service is as important as an internet connection," end quote. Last week's reported crash and burn of NASA's Morpheus lander prototype was not entirely unexpected, and the program will move forward. A second lander prototype is already under construction. Following the destruction of the lander on its second untethered test flight, NASA wrote in a blog about the project, quote, "This is why we test. We have already learned a lot from this test and will continue to learn as we recover data and evaluate the hardware," end quote. NASA said that while the root cause of the accident is still being looked into, they did say that data from the inertial measurement unit that supplies navigation updates to the flight computer was lost at the start of the vehicle's ascent. The IMU tells the vehicle which way is up, and the loss of that data caused Morpheus to tumble and impact the ground about 50 feet from its launch site, which just proves that, as the old saying goes, what goes up must come down, especially when it doesn't even know which way is up. Officials are investigating a collision between two aircraft at Nashville's International Airport. The aircraft, a Gulfstream and a King Air, were both privately owned. The Gulfstream aircraft was a corporate jet registered to the H.J. Heinz Company and owned by Bank of America. Heinz released a statement late Tuesday afternoon explaining that the incident occurred while the plane was being towed by Atlantic Aviation. Officials made clear that there were no flight crew, no Heinz executives aboard the jet at the time of the towing incident. The King Air was registered to West Air Holdings, a real estate investment firm out of Memphis. That plane was scheduled to depart Nashville Airport at about 3:40 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, headed to Memphis. There were no injuries and no one was aboard either plane at the time of the accident, about 3 p.m. local time, Tuesday afternoon. A pair of skydivers who departed from St. Mary's Airport in southeast Georgia found that they had some explaining to do when they landed on a baseball diamond on a U.S. Navy submarine base. And their situation was complicated even more by the fact that one of the skydivers was not a U.S. citizen. The jumpers had planned to land back at the airport during their Sunday outing when a strong wind blew the pair off target and they wound up on the base. The jumpers were not aware they'd even landed on a naval base until they were approached by military personnel. One of the jumpers was a naturalized U.S. citizen, but the other was not a citizen and was not carrying his passport, according to Jay Stafford, chairman of the St. Mary's Airport Authority. The pair reportedly did not violate the restricted airspace above the base. Military officials were reportedly very stern, but also very understanding about the wind conditions that had blown the jumpers off course. The most recent photographs that the skydiving company has shows trees where the baseball diamonds are now, which added to the jumpers' confusion about their location. All of which goes to prove another old adage, you can't tell the players without a program. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.